This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. Education experts at the University of Florida are tackling an urgent question. How do you make schools safer without scaring or psychologically hurting students? I spoke with Phil Pokert, director of the Lastinger Center for Learning at UF's College of Education. He explained two projects he and other researchers are working on: training school police in how to interact with children who've experienced trauma, and rethinking how schools prepare for emergencies, like with active shooter drills, so it's less terrifying for kids. They started this work before the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting.
So what does that training look like if I'm a school resource officer in Miami and I attend your training? What am I going to be doing? And school resource officers, of course, are police officers who are placed in schools.
It's actually an online virtual module. There is an SRO that hosts the training. Then we actually think about how to situate it within something that an SRO might face on a daily basis, a student that might come to them with a challenge that might actually show that student is suffering from some kind of a trauma. And then an expert will come in order to explain the research around why this is the appropriate way for an SRO or other adult in a school to respond. These kinds of practices allow adults to have a better understanding of how to develop strong relationships with children who may be bringing significant emotional baggage into school as a result of adverse childhood experiences, witnessing drug or alcohol abuse, or perhaps suffering from homelessness or neglect.
So now, since the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas, there's a new Florida law that requires more police and armed guards on school campuses. Are you hoping to take this training statewide somehow?
Absolutely. Actually, we're in the process of discussing the training with a number of different districts across the state. We are preparing for a larger randomized control trial in the coming school year. And so we're right now recruiting participants in order to participate in that. And potentially, if we're able to show some effects in improving the knowledge of school resource officers in this area, this has the potential to go nationally.
You're working on creating new ways of responding to emergencies at schools that are developmentally appropriate. Can you explain what that means?
What we are looking to do is to create programs that are taking into account the expertise of teachers, of parents, of school and child psychologists, of law enforcement officials, emergency responders, to ensure that as we're preparing children for these kind of traumatic events that may happen in schools like school shootings, we aren't traumatizing them in the process.
So does that mean that a drill like an active shooter drill, for example, could be different in an elementary school versus a middle or a high school?
Absolutely. We haven't actually created the specifics of the programming just yet, but I think it's pretty safe to say that, you know, speaking to a 5-year-old about an event like that and speaking to a 15-year-old is going to be a pretty different conversation.
You recently went on a listening tour around Florida to talk to educators about how to come up with better ways to do emergency response in schools. What did you learn?
It was a 6-week listening tour. It covered 20 counties across Florida. I spoke with over 100 respondents, and that ranged from preschoolers to high schoolers to teachers and parents to principals, superintendents, and elected officials. Many of the educators spoke pretty frankly about the mental health challenges that their students are facing, and they really pointed to the need for additional resources.
And the listening tour included a stop in Broward County, right?
Indeed. I visited one school that the perimeter fence was chained and locked at all times in between student drop-off and student pickup, such that visitors to the school had to call into the main office in order for someone to come out to the gate and admit them onto the property.
Was that surprising?
It was. To me, it was an illustration of the lengths that schools are taking to ensure that children are safe in their schools.
That was Phil Pokert from the University of Florida's College of Education, talking with me about his research on school safety and the psychological well-being of students. One project he's working on is new training for school police that will soon be piloted in Miami-Dade County schools and possibly other districts. And his team is just starting another project to redesign emergency response preparation like active shooter drills. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami, and this is WLRN News.